Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, and that number is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. This week's podcast was actually, the topic was generated from a recent appointment we got with a new insurance company. Neptune Flood Insurance is a company that sells flood insurance. And I thought, well, we got appointed by Neptune Flood Insurance, and spring is starting to come around here in the West Michigan area. We got up to 60 degrees yesterday. We were supposed to get up to 60 degrees again today. So that means we've got more melting snow. And with that, we've got rain in the forecast in the next week or so. And so when spring comes around, you can guarantee that spring showers are going to follow shortly along after that, and with that can come with flooding. Now, looking up on Wikipedia, their definition of flood is, a flood is an overflow of water that submerges land that is usually dry. In the sense of flowing water, the word may also be applied to the inflow of the tide. Floods are an area of study of the discipline hydrology and are of significant concern in agriculture, civil engineering, and public health. Human changes to the environment often increase the intensity and frequency of flooding. For example, land use changes such as deforestation or removal of wetlands changes the waterway course, such as with levees, and larger environmental issues such as climate change and sea level rise. So again, a flood is an overflow of water that submerges land that is usually dry. And your current homeowner's insurance policy does not cover flood. If you go back through our archive of previous podcasts, I believe that there is a previous podcast that I did on flooding, and where I go through the homeowner's policy and explain that flood is not covered and is never covered on a standard homeowner's insurance policy. It is excluded. Specifically, so that's why you would have to purchase a separate flood insurance policy. Now, the interesting thing about Neptune Flood Insurance is they're offering coverage that is not available on the national or the government flood insurance program, the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program. It's a government insurance program that covers flood. Neptune adds some additional coverages that aren't available, such as replacement cost on contents. The NFIP policy does not. It pays you actual cash value. The NFIP policy also does not cover items that are stored in basements unless it's used to service the dwelling, like a water heater or a furnace, something like that. But if you've got a finished basement, you're out of luck as far as getting coverage from the NFIP for that. Neptune does offer coverage for items that are stored in a basement. Two very, very good coverages that aren't covered by the NFIP. So going through, again, the homeowner's policy does not cover flood. You have to purchase a flood policy. So I thought that I would check out an article, and I have an article from the Centers for Disease Control on tips on what to do before a flood and after a flood occurs. Of course, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on and this blog post isn't available when you go to our website and then through to our Let's Talk Insurance blog, easy enough, upper right-hand side, you'll see it should say search archive. Just type in flood insurance, flood safety tips, flood safety tips in there, and it will bring you to the blog post for today that contains a link to the article from the Centers for Disease Control. Now, the first tip I want to share from their article is prepare your emergency kit. If you listen to one of our podcasts in the past, this has been several years ago, we do talk about in a state of emergency, emergency kit and what it should contain. So be sure to seek that out. And again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance link, and it'll bring you to our blog. And I believe if you type in emergency preparedness or preparing for a disaster, it should bring up that previous article that has tips on what you should include in your emergency kit. Now, as far as food and water, they recommend that you store 3 days' worth of food and water. They define water as a gallon per person or pet per day. So if you've got a family of four and you've got a dog, you need to have 5 gallons a day for humans, one animal. So over the three-day period, you're going to need 15 gallons of water stored away, along with 3 days' worth of food for each member of the family and for the animal. So make sure that you have that together, along with your emergency kit, which should include a flashlight, additional batteries, first aid kit. Again, you can go back through our podcast archive and listen to that podcast. The second tip they have for you here is turn off utilities. If you are forced to evacuate, if you listen to the radio, they say, hey, you're in an area that's going to get flooded very soon or inundated very soon. You need to evacuate. You take your emergency kit. You take your food. You take whatever items that you can that will sustain you for at least 3 days. And then you head out. Before you head out, they recommend that you turn off your utilities. So you turn off the power to the house at the main power switch. So you don't, you know, obviously you trip all the breakers, but then you flip the main power switch breaker as well. They also recommend shutting off the water and gas supplies as well as an additional precaution. So the second tip for you is turn off utilities. Third tip they have here is avoid flooded areas. Avoid driving through flooded areas or areas with surface water. They state that 6 inches of flood water is enough to lose control of your vehicle. That's all it takes. All it takes is a half a foot of water to move your vehicle down the road as far as a current from flood water. So they highly recommend that you avoid water at all costs. It may look like there's very little river flow, very little flow or current, or it may look like, oh, it's just a little bit of water. No, just completely avoid the area. Last thing you need to do is get stuck or stranded and need help yourself. So avoid the flooded areas if at all possible. The next tip they have for you is stay out of the water. Flood water is contaminated with sewage, chemicals, and diseases that can make you sick. Don't use it to bathe. Don't use it to wash, either washing your clothes or, you know, washing food that you're going to be preparing, or use it to prepare food. Absolutely no. Please don't stay away from the water if at all possible. It reminds me of a recent webinar that I took for continuing education, talking about water extraction and flooding and cleanup after backup sewers, stuff like that. The presenter had talked about he was down south helping out with crews when flooding occurred several years ago. And at night on the news, he would watch the news and see, you know, kids and adults swimming and playing and frolicking in this floodwater. And he all he could do, he said, was just cringe. They didn't know what they were getting into. I mean, there could be gasoline, there could be chemicals, there could be feces, you know, dead bodies, you know, all sorts of things that could make you sick would be in that floodwater. And here they are, you know, playing around in it like it's a swimming pool or a water park. I thought that was interesting that he just made him cringe to think about these people frolicking in this nasty, nasty floodwater. Last tip I want to share with you is throw it out. Toss any food or bottled water that has or may have come in contact with floodwater. You know, water could seep in anywhere, so even the caps on the bottled water, if it's sealed bottled water, floodwater and bacteria and stuff can still seep up into the spaces of the cap and into that water. So definitely don't eat any food, don't eat any drinks that may have come in contact with floodwater. Again, floodwater is filled with chemicals. It's filled with sewage, like feces and urine, blood, and other things, disease, just things that they're just make you ill. So definitely if you've found any food or after a flood has occurred, you know, get all that food out of your house as soon as possible if it did touch flood water, because it is now contaminated. So again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle and landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog for today. If you're listening later on, easy enough, you just go up into the right hand corner of the blog, type in flood safety tips, and it should bring you to the blog post for today, for this podcast, along with a link to the article from the Centers for Disease Control on flood safety tips. There's many more tips on there, tips before and after, so make sure you go to the website and read that full article. Well, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can call us toll-free anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a very safe, a very warm, and a very dry week. Take care.